BBC News with Neil Nunes. The British Prime Minister Theresa May has presented her plans to ensure the rights of the estimated 3 million European Union citizens in Britain after it leaves the EU. Mrs. May told a meeting of European leaders that any EU citizen who had been in the UK for 5 years would have guaranteed access to healthcare and other benefits after Brexit. Chancellor Angela Merkel of Germany described the offer as a good start. US-backed fighters in northern Syria have advanced to within a few hundred meters of the old city district of Raqqa in their battle against Islamic State militants. A BBC reporter in the city says the jihadists are hemmed into the neighborhood's narrow streets. A court in South Korea has sentenced Choi Soon-sil, a longtime friend of the former President Park Geun-hye, to 3 years in prison. She was at the center of an influence-peddling scandal, which led to Ms. Park's removal from office earlier this year. 4 U.S. Republican senators have signaled that they cannot support the draft health care bill put forward by the party's leadership to replace Obamacare. Such opposition would be enough to block the bill. The United States has suspended Brazilian meat imports over recurring concerns about the safety of produce reaching the American market. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said that a high proportion of Brazilian meat had failed safety tests in the past 3 months. The Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto has strongly denied that his government was involved in the installation of spyware in the mobile phones of journalists and activists. He said those accusing his administration had to show more evidence. A donor conference opens later in the Ugandan capital Kampala with the aim of raising $2 billion to help deal with a rapidly growing number of refugees. Uganda hosts more than 1 million, most of whom fled South Sudan. BBC News.